KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies. It's 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Topping our local news, a Cass County resident has died as the result of a boating accident at Lake Anita State Park. According to dispatch reports from the scene, the body of a man was discovered floating in the water near the silt pond Thursday, just before 3:30 p.m.
I think the basic what we're releasing right now is that we have found a overturned kayak in the lake, and there is a body.
That's Anita Fire Chief Josh Peach, who told us yesterday that the life jacket was not found near the body, but Peach said it may have gotten hung up somewhere as well. The winds were creating turbulent conditions on the water yesterday, and Peach said it was not a good day to be out on the lake on a small boat or canoe or kayak, for that matter. The victim has been identified, he said, but the name is not being released until all the relatives have been notified. A Red Oak man was arrested for driving while suspended Thursday evening. Police say 38-year-old Cale Allen Wenberg was taken into custody at around 7 p.m. and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Atlantic Police Department reports a Harrison County man was arrested on two charges Wednesday. 31-year-old Matthew Kempston of Dunlap was charged with OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance. Kempston was booked into the Cass County Jail. The Union County Sheriff's Office says the driver of an SUV was injured Wednesday morning when he became confused and his vehicle ran into a building in Afton. 70-year-old Larry Clayton of Thayer was driving a 2006 Jeep at around 2 a.m. Wednesday and drove onto private property before striking a building at 1780 Old Highway 34, causing extensive damage to the south side of the building. Clayton suffered possible unknown injuries and was transported by law enforcement to the hospital in Creston. Damage to his SUV was estimated at $5,500, while the building owned by Dave Larson of Afton sustained about $10,000 damage. There were no citations issued. The Creston Police Department says a resident in the 500 block of West Mills Street reported to police that between the hours of 7 p.m. Wednesday and 9 a.m. Thursday, a purple 10-speed bicycle was taken from her residence. The estimated value of the bike was $100. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office is reporting that two arrests took place on Thursday. 25-year-old Skylar Lair of Randolph was arrested at around 8:40 a.m. after deputies were called to the 1800 block of Highway 59 north of Shenandoah for a report of a possibly intoxicated female who had entered a business at that location. Lair was charged with public intoxication and possession of methamphetamine. She was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $1,300 bond. And 22-year-old Joseph William Michael Houghton of Hamburg was arrested on a warrant Thursday for violation of probation. He was previously arrested twice before by Fremont County deputies. Houghton faces charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia on March 12th and violation of a no-contact order that occurred on March 18th. He was released on his previous charges from jail on April 1st and was being held without bond on the new charges pending court proceedings. The Guthrie and Dallas County Sheriff's Departments will hold an informational meeting on April 18th with regard to the Reserve Deputies Program. The meeting takes place in the community room on the south side of the Dallas County Central Campus at 25747 North Avenue in Adel, and that'll be from 7 until 9 p.m. on April the 18th. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office says it's looking for persons over the age of 21, both male and female, who are interested in applying for a reserve deputy position. The meeting is designed to inform applicants of the new standards implemented by the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy, including the testing procedure that's required to be completed by a reserve deputy. If you have any questions about the reserve deputy program, contact Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright or Chief Deputy Jeremy Bennett at 641-747-2214. In the funeral announcements, Gary Lloyd Benton, age 77, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart or the Creston Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gary Benton will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Connie Moeller, age 71, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Connie Moeller will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Stephen Ward Patterson, age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Stephen Patterson will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Doris Simpson, age 73, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Doris Simpson will be tomorrow at 11, or rather today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Tibben, age 100, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Tibben will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Elmer Steffes, age 80, of Essex, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Elmer Steffes will be today at 2 o'clock at the Nishida Valley Funeral and Cremation Service in Shenandoah. Lotus Martin, age 84, of Harlan, died March 29th. A memorial service for Lotus Martin will be today at 4 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Rodney Vanderheiden, age 62, of Bedford, has died. A mass of Christian burial for Rodney Vanderheiden will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Bedford New Life Missionary Church. Ritchie Funeral Home of Bedford has the arrangements. Richard Schomer, age 62, of Omaha, died February 6th. A celebration of life open house for Richard Schomer will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rolando Chino Santisteban, age 63, of Elkhorn, died March 31st. Funeral services for Chino Santisteban will be held Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Roger Rhodes, age 58, of Griswold, died Tuesday in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Roger Rhodes will be on Saturday, April the 8th, at from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building. Nelson Boylan, the Rett Funeral Chapel of Red Oak, has the arrangements. Glenn Ehlers, age 87, of Manila, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Glenn Ehlers will be on Monday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has the arrangements. Darlene Betts, age 93, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Sunday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life service for Darlene Betts will be April 20th at 11 a.m. at the Adair United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Bob Kennedy, age 93, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Services for Bob Kennedy are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Wilma Sorensen, age 82, of Audubon and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday in Audubon. A celebration of life for Wilma Sorensen will be held at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.